Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Ryan McPherson, and this is a very special episode, an announcement that we have from one of our sister locations in Nashville. We are going to introduce at this time Jacqueline Hayes. She is president of NABO Nashville, National Association of Women Business Owners, Nashville. How are you doing this morning, Jacqueline?
I'm doing well, Ryan. Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
My pleasure. And we look forward to talking to you a little more about this big event you're having, which begins next week. Please share with our listeners a little bit about that, please.
Yes, we are starting our NABO Business University series starting next week, January 27th. It is an intensive three micro workshops designed to push business owners out of their comfort zones. Again, it's three sessions. The first starts next week, Wednesday, January 27th, and the second is February 8th, which is a Monday, and the last is coming up on February 24th.
All right. So you're going to have a lot of opportunities for people to get involved and learn and experience what NABO Nashville is all about. How would they do so if they want to get involved?
Well, they want to attend the series. All they have to do is visit our website at nashvillenabo.com and click on upcoming events. We have an Eventbrite link out there. Just go out there and process your registration, as many as you need. We look forward to having you, and it's a really simple sign-up, and we're having the luncheon from 11 to 1 on those days. Again, that's the 27th of January, February 8th, and February 24th. From 11 to 1 at the Women's Business at the Women's Club of Nashville in Green Hills.
Yes, and Business Radio X is going to be on location on that January 27th day. We look forward to interviewing you once again as we visited with you in Chattanooga a few months back, but also all the attendees and speakers. What can people expect at this event as far as what they might be able to learn on the 27th?
Ryan, this is going to be such a fantastic event. We've done this for a number of years now, but this year we're just really intentional about kicking it up a notch. We're going to be filtering out all the noise surrounding entrepreneurship, you know, the glitter and the glitz of it, so attendees can really distill the best practices they need to help their business thrive in a jam-packed market, especially like Nashville, really booming. Regardless of your level of business, your degree of success, that's something that we all can be doing to grow our businesses. And so we want to not only just be called entrepreneurs, we want to be successful entrepreneurs, Ryan. Yeah. And so ultimately, we hope our attendees learn how to improve the profitability of their businesses so they can be in a better position to hire. Only 10.6% of all women-owned firms are employer firms, meaning that the majority of our businesses, we own ourselves solely. Which is hard to make our businesses successful because it's only so much one person can do. And it takes a toll on us personally because we're just pulled in so many different directions. So we're hoping to help change that. Attendees will also learn the power of developing collaborative relationships with colleagues that help supplement services they don't do. That way we don't have to try to learn to do it all. We can sub out some of that work to some of our colleagues. And lastly, attendees will be challenged to stop just surviving in business. We don't want to just survive. We work too hard as an entrepreneur just to survive. We want to thrive. So we want to do big things, and we want to help women have the resources they need to really do big things for their businesses.
Outstanding. And I know attendees will be able to network with like-minded individuals, associate themselves with great organizations like NABO Nashville, and begin to help accelerate their business and their personal growth as well. I also understand you're going to be having some outstanding guest speakers. Can you name any of those for us?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited because you really had to work all that stuff I just mentioned, all that I just described. That's going to take a special skill set of speakers to come in and do to really shake things up. And so there are going to be food. We have, again, at the Women's Club of Nashville, that is a fantastic organization that has a caterer there on site who is a woman-owned firm, menu maker. So it's going to be, like you said, the traditional lunch and networking. But our speakers is really going to really kick it up this year. And so we went in, the board, That's myself. That's Julie Littleston with Julie Littleston Communications, Andrea Farr with National Geek, Becky Bain with Becky's Graphic Design, Brittany Lorenzi with Blueprint Strategy, Kara Aaron, Amanda Blank, Kimball Bosworth, the entire Novel Nashville board. We really pooled our resources and we went out and sourced some of the best talent in Nashville. And so our presenting that's going to present on January 27th, Marcus Whitney. I didn't know him prior to starting this process, but I reached out to him on Twitter and he was gracious enough to respond. No one on the board knew Chef Manit, and you've known her from the Food Network. She's one of the judges on Chopped frequently, a beautiful talent, a beautiful young lady, and she's going to be one of our judges. She's going to be one of our panelists on February 8th. And then we have an international business coach coming in for our February 24th session. And again, we didn't know her, but we reached out. And Lisa Barlow is actually one of, she works for a firm that is very familiar with Novel. She's spoken at a lot of the different chapters. And so we're looking forward to meeting her. Novel trusts her. And so we trust her to bring her to our chapter. And that's just a few. We have tons of other things going on, but that's just 2-3 that come to mind.
Right. It's fantastic. Thank you for sharing. It all kicks off on January 27th, like you said, out there at the Women's Club of Nashville. You can get your tickets now, go online and sign up. It's going to be a great event. And then it's a series going on from there where you can get involved or lunch and learned with micro workshops designed to help you filter out the noise in entrepreneurship and distill the best practices you need to drive down and drive your revenue and grow customers, because that's what it's all about. And then highlighting and really shining a light on those women pioneers in business that are particularly doing good work there in Nashville and having them part of it. So that's why someone should join. And we understand, you know, how to join. But, you know, when they get to be a part of NABO Nashville, what are some of those extra benefits that they get to have once they become a member?
We know, Ryan, our goal at Novo Nashville is to empower women in business with what they need to grow scalable businesses and enjoy economic self-sufficiency. Again, as I just mentioned, I don't want you to just be in business. We really do want you to enjoy being in business, be able to pursue some type of work-life balance and not, as you know, as an entrepreneur, it's easy to just work, but it has to be some type of balance going on. But we hope to inspire confidence in our ladies to be every bit as successful as our male counterparts, not in the spirit of competition. We're not trying to, you know, to beat anybody. We just want to develop a mutual respect for what we're all trying to do, both male and female, which is be successful in entrepreneurship. And so, and I think women have proven that we're up for the challenge. Nearly 30 years have passed since the adoption of the Women's Business Ownership Act, better known as HR 5050, an initiative that NABO was instrumental in bringing to the forefront. And so since that time, we have almost 10 million business women-owned firms in the country. And so we want to be sure that we're impacting those women, that those women don't go wanting anything, that they have questions, we can get them answered. We can connect them with the right people to help them grow their businesses. We exist to help women overcome barriers. And that's capital, that's access to, you know, the right people who can make the right moves, invite us to the table, to come sit at the table, to get involved in the conversation. We're a collaborative network of like-minded women at varying levels, really trying to help one another.
Very well said. Listeners, we're talking with Jacqueline Hayes. She's president of NABO Nashville. Their big event kicks off on the 27th, and it's going to be a series of events that are happening there. Business Radio X will be on location talking with them. But we would be remiss if we didn't mention some of these partners that are you've been able to partner there with in Nashville, to corporate sponsors that you're able to help put this event on and continuing the mission of NABO Nashville. Who are some of those sponsors you'd like to mention?
And thank you for acknowledging that, Ryan. That's awesome. You're exactly right. We could not do what we do without the help of our partners. And our presenting and platinum partner is Nationwide Insurance. Tracy Mudd is our representative over there. And Ashley Wright is our local agent who works with a lot of the members, including myself. They really not only just help financially with the things that we need, but their presence, their if I had a need, I can call Ashley Wright. She's over in Brentwood, Tennessee, and she gets me what I need or the members what they need. They answer our questions. They're present. They're going to be at the session on January 27th. And so come out, bring your questions. I had an instance with a business owner here recently in which she didn't know she needed professional liability insurance. And a lot of small businesses, consultants, don't know that they need that type of insurance. Ashley Wright was able to help. And so those are that's the value of having partners. They can come in and give you the tools that you need. And so that's nationwide. We also have Caregivers by Whole Care, Unlimited Security, that's a silver partner. The Pathway Women's Business Center is an amazing resource for NABO. We work with women in business. We work in tandem. They send over members. We send over members. It's an amazing center headed by Amy Bunn and Mildred Walters. We have Apple One. UPS is a national NABO partner, and just amazing things that they provide for the membership, down to discounts, shipping, and just their presence. They have business logistics. It's way more than just delivering packages, what UPS offers for women in business. And so we encourage our members to take a part in all of the things that our corporate partners bring to the table.
The National Association of Women Business Owners propels women entrepreneurs into economic, social, and political spheres to power worldwide by helping them grow their business professionally and also their network personally so they can be involved. And you're right, you can't do it without these sponsors. So looking forward to great things going on. Listeners, it's not too late. You can sign up January 27th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Out there at the Women's Club of Nashville. You can get your tickets online. Go to NABO or NashvilleNABO.com for more information. And if you can't make this one, certainly there's other events, other workshops, other reasons to join NABO, and not just in Nashville, but also in a national picture as well.
That's so, right. And to do that, you can, if you would like to join, I mean, we'd love to have you at the Nashville location, but if you're not in Tennessee, we have almost 50 chapters across the U.S. And so all you have to do is go to NABO.org, and that's NABO.org, and you can click on Join Now button. It's at the top right-hand corner in orange. But before you do that, I suggest that you click on the membership link on the green navigation bar. That way you can see all the tremendous benefits that you have as a part of your membership. And it will also let you know where your chapter is, what's the closest chapter to you. But you really want to take a peek at the benefits. They're tremendous. We have a lot of national partners. There are a lot of firms that support women in business, and they respect NABO. We've been around 40 years, and so we know what we're doing. We're instrumental in driving initiatives that empower women. We challenge our lawmakers. We hold them to what they say they're going to do. And that's what you're joining when you're joining NABO. You're not joining just another networking group. You can network anywhere. You're joining a movement when you join NABO. And so visit NABO.org. You can join there. Visit NashvilleNABO.com to learn more about the Nashville chapter.
All right. And how can listeners get in touch with you on the social media platforms out there, or get in touch with NABO Nashville on social media?
So you just go to, for Facebook, we're at facebook.com/NashvilleNABO. And for Twitter, it's twitter.com/NashvilleNABO. So just NashvilleNABO all the way around.
Yep. And we'll have links up on our website to be posted later today. So make sure, listeners, you amplify and share for there. And Jacqueline, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule today. I look forward to seeing you next week up there in Nashville. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It sure will. Thanks so much for coming.
All right. Listeners, thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Business Radio X. Also, you can follow me personally at Ryan Redhawk. Thank you so much for joining us. Until we talk again on the radio.